Welcome back to more pregame coverage. I'm now joined by Grundy Center girls basketball coach Matt Lindemann. Spartans are getting ready for this regional final here against Nottoway Valley. Coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. Your team is back in the regional final here for the first time since 2021. Just what does it mean for your team to be able to have this opportunity in front of you guys with a chance to go to state if you're able to, you know, rack up one more win here?
Well, you know, it's been a really good year. Really proud of our team and the girls of how they've you know, it's just been a really resilient group over the course of our, you know, our regular season games and so forth. And so what this team has been able to produce has been, you know, very memorable. And we're hoping to keep that, keep the season going here as long as we can. So, and anytime you obviously can get into a regional final, that is you know, without a doubt, great honor to be able to play in that type of game. And you know, you're going to play against a very good opponent and you know, you're just trying to get that one more win to be able to make that season that much better of qualifying for state.
So your team got here with that 38-29 win over South Hamilton at home back on Friday night. Looked like kind of a tough outing for you guys, only shot about 14% from the field. How were you guys able to overcome that and come out with the win in that South Hamilton game?
Yeah, you know, it was pretty ugly on both ends, you know, for the most part. But really proud of how our girls once again persevered, found ways. For the most part, defensively, you know, you hold a team to under 30 points. That's always a bonus, and you know, they were averaging right around mid 40s or so or upper 40s. So you know, felt pretty good about what we did defensively. We just struggled to put the ball in the hole for the most part. But a couple factors, you know, I think really helped us propel, you know, to get the win. We went 21-24 from the line. I think we only missed one free throw in the second half. And then we also dominated the offensive boards with 15. So those two pieces are huge. Really proud of, you know, last year we struggled. We struggled at the line, especially late and so forth. And we've just been, you know, pretty consistently good throughout the whole year, whether it's at the end of games or, you know, just during the whole game in general. We've shot the ball well from the free throw line. And so that is a huge, huge piece. And then, you know, rebounding is also another piece with that. So that can overcome some other, you know, shortfalls. And it did last Friday night.
So taking a look at Nottoway Valley here, a team that also, just like you guys, has only two losses on the season. Not very often that you're going to see a team that has players averaging 25 and 19 per game. So when it comes to scouting these guys and getting ready for them, what are the biggest things that stand out? What do you got to be ready for here with Nottoway Valley?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously we've faced, you know, good competition all year in our conference and out of conference. But I don't think, you know, obviously we have not faced two potential offensive threats like Nottoway Valley provides. Davis obviously is a, you know, first team all-stater last year and returning as a senior and is putting up, you know, really good numbers. She can basically do it all. She can shoot off the dribble. She can drive and get be able to make contact and get to the basket. And then is just a really good passer. She finds the open person just a nice basketball player. And then coach's daughter is a sophomore, does not play like a sophomore. She obviously, you know, pushes it really well and kind of runs the show a little bit that way, her and Davis, but loves to be able to get to the lane, finishes really well, has a nice shot, very confident. And so they just, you know, do a really good job. Those two, you know, providing a lot of offense. And then the rest of the players do a really good job. They're just role players, but they know their role. They execute it very well, and they're very sound. And so we've got a great task ahead of us, which you should have in a regional final. Obviously, we've got to be able to, put together one of our best defensive games, and then we've got to be able to find ways to score and get ourselves enough points here to be able to contend with them.
couple more questions here for you. Certainly, you guys have a pretty senior heavy team. You know, how can the senior leadership play a huge factor for a team like this going into a regional final, first time in a few years for you guys? How can those guys provide that extra leadership that it needs, you know, especially when it's going to come down to possibly some crucial situations, some clutch situations down the stretch in your biggest game of the year?
Yeah, you know, I think experience obviously plays a huge piece. Ellery and Carly were part of our, you know, we got a regional semifinal against Cascade 2 years ago. And then obviously they were freshmen and experienced, you know, our trip to state. And so, you know, they've had enough experiences, whether it's basketball or any other sports of playing and what it takes. And so it'll be nice to have that. You know, it's obviously one of the hardest games that you'll play because you know what's at stake. And if you can just find a way to get the win, there's going to be just that much more memories and excitement and fun. And so that's the hardest piece that, you know, you have to kind of put aside and just focus on executing the game plan and doing everything we can to, you know, be successful.
And last question here for you. What when it comes down to it, what would you say are the keys to victory here against Nottoway Valley?
Well, you know, for us, we've got to, you know, they want to average about 60, mid-60s. We've got to keep them in the 40s. Their losses, when they have lost this year, the other opposing team has been able to hold them in the 40s. And so we've got to do that to give ourselves a chance. And then we've got to be able to find some offensive firepower. We've got to be able to, obviously, they do a great job of collapsing, and their defense is you know, really good. We've got to be smart. We've got to be able to take care of the ball, but we've got to be able to find scoring opportunities and be able to knock those down when we have that. And then obviously getting to the line. You know, we want to, the games that we've been able to get to the free throw line more than our opponent has been, you know, obviously really, really good for us. And we've got to, you know, we've got to be able to get to be aggressive enough and get to that. So, you know, we like our chances. Obviously, this group is, as I said at the beginning, has been a resilient group all year. They're going to play all the way to the end. It doesn't matter what's going on, with how ugly of the game might be, or how well we're playing. They just never give up, and they do it together. And that's what's been pretty special with this group.
All right, that's been Grundy Center girls basketball coach Matt Lindemann. Thank you so much for the time, and best of luck here in the regional final.
Thanks, John.
More pregame coverage is coming up next.